This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University's on the air. We got 25 more minutes of edumacation coming your way. Tim, Ed, and JJ, you are listening to American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday. And if you want to listen to any of our previous Trivia Friday shows, and I don't know how many we've got cataloged there, podcast a bunch, though, you can, if you're traveling and want something to fun to listen to, just go to our AFR.net website, AFR.net, click on podcast, and boom. I said boom.
Boom.
Boom. There you are with a podcast, and you can download any of the shows and listen on demand from over the last couple of years. AFR.net. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then we'll go back to the phones real quick.
All right, I've got two questions remaining. The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it have? This is the second beast in Revelation 13. And last question, in terms of average numbers of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. This is multiple choice. How many individual little squares are there on a standard Rubik's Cube? 34, 44, or 54? How many squares on the Rubik's Cube? And then I'll add one. This is a riddle. Zachary's parents had three children. They named the first one Snap. They named the second child Crackle. What is the third child's name? Snap, Crackle, and what did they name the third child?
All right. I got here are my questions. What causes ocean tides? That's the number one question I have. What causes ocean tides? Number two, this hairstyle for women was the most popular during the 1970s. Name it. It's not the beehive.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess, but beehive incorrect. So what's the most popular hairstyle for ladies in the 1970s? And number three, how long is the gestation period for a horse? How long is the gestation period for a horse?
Now, you're talking about a female horse or a male horse who thinks he's a female?
Oh, you know.
Good. You just went
with your gut
right there.
I never considered that. Do I need to go back and draw up this question?
No, I think you're good.
All right. So, yeah, there we go. Back to the phones.
All right. We'll go to Tennessee first, and Gary has been waiting patiently through the break. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning there, brothers in Christ. How y'all today?
Good. I'm doing well.
Yes, sir, Gary. Thank you. What part of Tennessee?
Al, I'm in Covington, Tennessee right now in a soybean field, but I live in Como, Mississippi.
Okay.
I'm a retired trucker, and I haul grain for my cousin.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good.
Let me say one more thing. Mm-hmm. Donate life, y'all. I'm 11 years and 10 months liver transplant patient survivor.
Amen. Wow.
Wonderful. So,
yeah. You got a transplant from like an organ donor?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, what a blessing.
Well, yeah.
Is that right?
I got a 10-second testimony. I was in a hospital, in a nursing home, Holly Springs, Mississippi, dying. I told God in the middle of the night, give me a liver or take me home. They called it daylight. So they come to get the liver. I got it the next day. And 11 days later, I walked out of the hospital with two organs.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That is a powerful
liver
testimony.
And a serving heart.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Yeah. Like
amen.
That.
Amen.
That's great. I'm an organ donor.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I don't know what all they're going to take.
I am too.
But yeah. I was a check.
They can't take my liver, but they can use others.
Other things. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that testimony. Hey, you want to ask, answer?
Just don't get me while I'm alive.
Yeah, both. Or take it, both. Or take it.
Take it. Yeah, right. don't do that.
They made a mistake
they don't
here
take
lately.
It from
sometimes
live people.
I know, but you know, you read about those horror stories,
right?
Usually in China.
Hey, yeah. Gary, ask, answer, them. Or do both.
Both.
All right, which one you feel confident about?
The Earth's H2O supply. The Tides.
Tides. Wow. Okay. Here we go.
You had all three of us thinking, now what?
All right. I was thinking.
I don't have that one.
What causes ocean tides, Gary?
The gravitational pull of the sun and the moon.
Yes.
The moon is what you're looking for,
I had
right?
the moon. I don't have anything about the sun. Do you know something I don't know?
Well, when they're on opposite sides of the planet, you have extreme lows and highs. And also, if it's a full moon in the daytime, you're going to have extreme tides.
That ain't the only thing. The nurses are going to have their hands full at night, and then school teachers, them kids are going to be bouncing off the walls when there's a full moon.
That's what happens.
So the question is, what causes ocean tides? And the answer, as Gary said, the answer I have is the gravitational pull of the moon.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And then so, Gary's
the
saying...
the sun affects it, too.
The sun affects it a little bit if they're competing against each other.
Explain that, J.J., if you would.
Well, if they're on both sides of the hemisphere, northern and the southern, and on both sides of the equator...
Southern being the redneck hemisphere?
There's a battle going on. Yeah, they're just trying to outdo each other.
Are they really?
And the moon doesn't have any light of its own. It's just a reflection of the sun. So kind of like a small man syndrome. So well, you got to factor that in as well.
When the sun is in the
southern,
what was that? And the moon.
Yes.
And the
is
moon.
In your eye.
It's Amare?
Yes.
No, I was going with the.
I feel like I'm at the Olive Garden.
I was trying to remember the age of Aquarius.
That's where we're trying to get. No, I was
you should
to,
know the lines for that. But yeah, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Amare.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, Gary.
Let me ask a little something about the moon.
Yes, sir.
My grandmother in 69, I told her they were sending men to the moon. She said, I hope it's full when they get there so they don't miss it.
Well, I've actually heard a joke told by ladies. Well, if they can send a man to the moon, why can't they send them all there?
Oh, that's hurtful. You got a question for us, Gary?
Yeah, this is a farm question. I'm hauling soybeans. All right, I got a double bottom hopper trailer.
Okay.
Now, we fill it all the way up with soybeans, or we can fill it all the way up with corn to the same level. Which one is heavier and why?
Soybeans
or corn?
I'm going to say soybeans, and it's mostly a guess. They're smaller, and they're going to be tighter. Going to be a little more air between corn kernels.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with JJ.
Yes, is all I'm throwing out
I'm going to agree with JJ. That's what I was thinking in terms of more compact.
I call them soybeans.
Soybeans.
Oh, I thought you said soy.
I may have. It's been a long week.
I thought it was a different interpretation there. You know, Pontotoc County.
Well, that's right.
Actually, you can get 5,000 to 10,000 pounds more of corn than you can soybeans. Soybeans are round, like you said, but if you look at a jar of BBs, there's air all the way around them. Corn lays flat, and it's more compact.
Oh, really? So JJ was on the right track. We just had the wrong vegetable.
Corn. No, we just had the wrong measuring stick.
Yeah.
Well,
you take a jar with BBs or jelly beans or whatever, there's air all the way around them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you learned something.
Yeah.
That's what this show is all about.
Absolutely.
Y'all
have a blessed day.
Hold on, Gary. What if you throw in some pumpkin spice pretzels?
Yes. What's a load of pumpkin spice pretzels weigh?
Have you ever hauled those before?
Nope. No.
Well, there's a first for everything, so don't be surprised.
All right, Gary. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Gary from Tennessee. Yeah, hauling out. He's in Tennessee now. He's from Mississippi, but he's hauling soybeans.
Soybeans. Hey, which is heavier, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
A ton is a ton, regardless of what you're hauling.
There you go.
If you haul 16,
what do you get?
We played that song last week.
Yeah, you get another day older and deeper in debt.
That's right.
And go ahead. Who's next?
Okay.
We need to stop right there, I think, because it gets us all going.
Oh, and once we get going, we'll take all the oxygen out of the room and all the time from our callers. We'll go to Virginia. This may be the first call today from Virginia. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hello, Mark.
Mark, what's happening?
How the parakeets doing?
Oh, they're fine. I'm just in a different room of the house today.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Are you trying to get away from them?
No.
A couple of them getting a little violent, maybe?
Yeah. No. Maybe. I like your spirit, Mark.
Mark is the most one of the most cheerful people yes, we have is. On like the show.
All right,
Mark, what do you ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Been to the dentist, probably.
Okay, so I want to do both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Okay, so the true or false question, mm-hmm. is that still in?
Mine's been answered. Have you guys mine's got any true answered. False? Do you have a true false? Or
I don't.
Okay, all right. So can I have the... Professor Vitagliano's Bible question. Please.
All right, let me go ahead and repeat it for you, Mark. The second beast in the book of Revelation, we're talking Revelation 13, is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it have?
Okay, so I'm just going to guess six.
No, that is not correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you guess six, Mark?
All the other questions that I knew the answers to had been answered, and so I just thought I'd throw out a guess.
Yeah,
just take a shot at it. Nothing wrong with that. All right, what's your question for us, Mark?
Okay, so my question for you is, in what theatrically released cartoon feature can you hear Burt Reynolds sing?
Theatrically released animated feature, can you hear Burt Reynolds sing?
You must be back to the 80s here, right? 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Web.
Oh, maybe.
He starts off, the song, he starts off saying, "Breaker, breaker, good buddy."
I think it was either Charlotte's Web or Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket. So
you don't remember Jiminy Cricket?
Let's go Charlotte's Web.
I'm gonna go with Charlotte's Web. Yeah,
you guys
because
are good guessers.
Tim, it's a musical. Tim,
he can pull these out of a hat.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I can.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's not it. It's All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Now you got to get one of the absolute newest translations.
You got to get a new translation.
The Message.
All right. The Message.
Even beyond that.
All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, all dogs go to heaven. It's
Jeremiah 27.
Right there in Second Condominiums.
Second Condominiums.
Hey, Mark, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Second Condominiums.
I'm going to have to remember Second Condominiums. Do I have to attribute that to you, or did you steal it from somebody else?
Pages flap, you know that you got your work cut out for you.
Hey, let's repeat our questions for the last time and do it very quickly.
All right. The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it
Not have? Available in Montana.
Not available in Montana. In terms of average...
I'm sorry. What is it? You lost me at the beginning.
The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. Yeah. How many horns does it have? And Mark answered six. That is incorrect. So that cuts it down dramatically.
Really?
No. My only other remaining question, in terms of average number of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? The most people die every year. Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding?
The most people die. Details tonight at 10. All right, here's what I've got. Multiple choice. How many squares on the Rubik's Cube? 34, 44, or 54? And then a riddle. Zachary's parents had three children. They named the first child Snap. They named the second child Crackle. What was the third child's name?
Poor kids.
Tim?
Poor kids.
Snap, Crackle, and... All right, your turn.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
I got two questions left. The hairstyle for women, which was most popular in the 1970s, in other words, it was the most popular hairstyle in the 1970s for ladies. What was the name of it? And it wasn't Beehive. Number two... How long is the gestation period for a horse? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Evelyn is on the line. Evelyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm so glad to finally get on.
Well, bless you, Evelyn. Thank you for being
persistent.
Persistent. That's right. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I am in a little town about 20 miles east of Hattiesburg called Ronaldstown.
How do you spell that?
Ronaldstown. R-U-N-N-E-L-S. E-O-W-N.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, how many people live there? Like 1,000 maybe? 2,000?
Or less.
Okay.
Now, you live right down from the Dollar General, don't you?
Oh, yes. There's a Dollar General everywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
When Ed started saying that years ago, I'd just get tickled. He says they parachute them in.
Yep, just drop them, airdrop.
There may not be anything else, but there's going to be a Dollar General in a little town, even if they don't have a stoplight or a stop sign or
horse.
Anything.
or horse.
One horse town.
That's right.
Horse town.
All right, Evan, ask, answer, or both? What are you going to do here?
I'm going to try to do both. I want to answer the question about the beast.
All right. Here's the question. The second beast in the book of Revelation, we're talking about chapter 13, is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it have, Evelyn?
I believe two.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Has two horns.
Thanks for knowing your Bible and reading your Bible.
So did you have to look that up, or you just remembered, or what?
I looked it up to be sure. I didn't want to call in if I wasn't sure, so I did check myself.
Good. That's fine. Yeah. We do encourage people to do a little research, and certainly when it comes to the Bible, nothing wrong with flipping a few pages and getting it right. Good for you. What's your question for us?
Thank you. What does the Bible say pure religion is?
It's taking care of the widows and the orphans.
Yep.
That's correct. James 1:20.
There you go, J.J. Jasper.
From James.
Yeah. Yep. Good question,
James
Evelyn.
James is like almost like the Beatitudes.
So, Evelyn, you don't know do you know the hairstyle question?
I don't, unless it was
Don't
the
blurt
swag.
It out. Don't blurt it out.
Oh, we got 8 minutes.
Oh, well, yes.
But I asked her, so that's
kind of,
yeah. Anyway, Evelyn, thanks for calling, and is she going to send her anything?
No.
Well, I mean, unless she tells us to.
You want a ball cap?
I sure do. I would love it.
All right. Well, I'm going to be in Meridian tonight, so you want to drive up there, I'll meet you there halfway.
That's about 150 miles.
Okay, well, same for me, so, you know. If you want the hat or not.
Oh, yeah, I still want it.
Okay. Well, you know, we all have to make sacrifices.
No, Evelyn, don't listen to him. I'm going to put you on hold, dear. Cindy Roberts is going
to
get your information, and we'll send you a ball cap in the mail. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't even have to go to the Dollar General to meet us. Okay?
And here's the deal.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Here's the deal. Ordinarily, Evelyn, we'd say good luck getting it as we mail it out of Memphis. But now that the soldiers are there, you got a little better chance of it getting there a week to 10 days.
All right. Tim, I'm just saying that was funny. You want the hat or not? All right, we go to Louisiana, and Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors. What a great day to be in the classroom today.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Bless you, Joe. Thank you. Are you going to bring it?
I'm going to bring it. I've got one you'll never get the answer for today.
Oh, wait, good. We love those.
Hey, wait. Do you want to answer one of ours first, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Which one you feel good about?
I'm going to do Tim a favor. I'm going to answer the one about the horse.
Okay, how long is the gestation period for a horse, Joe?
The answer would be 11 months.
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
That is
correct.
All right,
nicely done.
Are you you have a horse? How do you know this?
Well, look, every red-blooded American redneck ought to be able to look that answer up. I mean, find that answer. You know?
Yeah. 11 months gestation. You knew that, didn't you, JJ?
You know, I was trying to remember, and I knew it was 10 or 11.
I'm about to enter the horse world.
Are
so
you
speak.
Really?
Not
going to get a horse?
Not me personally.
But
I'm
one of your grandkids are
going to
okay. get a horse.
Are you going to be a male or a female?
Yeah. You're going to be glad.
My granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, she's wonderful. 10. And she's going to be in a horse show tonight and tomorrow in Meridian.
Wonderful.
Wow. Oh, so you really were going to be in Meridian.
So she's really getting into the horse riding thing. So I'm having to get up to, because I keep up with all my grandsons playing baseball.
That's right.
I got to learn about horses and things.
Yeah. Got to be fair
if
about it.
If you're there in the stands, just don't yell out, giddy up.
Don't do that?
No, don't do that.
Frown on that?
Yeah, well, things could just get sideways real quick.
Okay. Anyway, Joe, good answer. What's your question for us?
All right, now this is a real question is, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
You know, that question, I saw that imprinted, and it's right under how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So I should have remembered both of those while I was looking at them both.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I think it's...
Yeah, I think that's a riddle you can't answer. But what answer do you have for us, Joe?
Well, you know, the original, what we were always taught was the answer was as much wood as it could if it could chuck wood. But, you know, we had some of this USAID money go to one of these NGOs, and they did a study on this.
Here we go.
And found out that a New York State wildlife expert calculated that a woodchuck moves about 35 cubic feet of dirt when he's digging a burrow. So extrapolates out to about 700 pounds of wood.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, that's tax money well spent.
That's a serious woodchuck right there.
Yeah, that's
dedicated, committed.
Right. Yes.
Got us back against the wall.
Yeah, giving 110%.
That's right. 110%, absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend there.
Thank you, Joe. All right. So I think that's all the time we'll have for callers. So I guess it's time to answer our questions. All right, Tim, this is the one question I have left is the one that you have wanted to hear the answer to this whole time.
Yeah.
In terms of average numbers of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding?
I'm going to say cold.
I'm going to say flooding.
It's heat.
No way.
More people die of
heat strokes being
too hot.
Really?
I would have gone with cold, but that's I looked this up, and that was the answer. It's heat. Average of 70 deaths a year, which is not that much.
Wait, 70?
Yep, 70.
Surely you got more people freezing to death than 70.
Or tornadoes and hurricanes.
This is in the U.S. The U.S., so...
Just in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Probably hard for someone to die of cold.
But it's still a morbid.
It's more than the number.
Is that all you have?
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube, 34, 44, or 54?
I'm going to say 54.
54. And here's my other one, riddle. Zachary's parents had three children. They named one Snap, second one Crackle. What was the third child's name?
Zachary.
Is that right?
Yeah, not Pop. Snap, Crackle,
it was
Pop.
Tricky.
Yeah. All right.
This hairstyle for women was the most popular during the 1970s.
It was either Farrah Fawcett or that Dorothy Hamill or whatever her name was.
It was the Farrah Fawcett feathers hair.
Wow. Yes. Good on you.
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett cut was the number one hairstyle in the 70s for ladies.
And I think that Olympic
the Dorothy
lady,
Hamill,
that was
the Dorothy
80s.
Hamill, that was second. What do you call whatever you call that one?
Yeah. That like shorter cut.
Yeah.
Little bob.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care.